Welcome back to Pottoween Jump Scare Edition. I'm Betty B. Dudley.
And I'm Chad Youngblood.
And tonight, or day, but night for us, because we're covered in darkness, we're... that was a raven. I don't know what that was. We will be discussing Halloween Halloween H2O.
It's 1998 in a remote California town at a secluded private school.
We could have a Halloween party, just the four of us. We could have a roaming orgy.
I love the way this man thinks.
No booze, no drugs, no kidding.
One teacher is living in fear.
I'm not who you think I am. I changed my name when I went into hiding. That's
terrible. Take off your gloves.
My brother killed my sister.
How'd he do that?
With a really big kitchen knife.
That's enough. I can't take it, Mom. He's dead.
It's been 20 years.
What's he waiting for? Don't you think he would have shown up by now?
No. This is a sick joke.
Now.
Come on!
The face of good and the face of evil will meet one last time. But this time, it's going to be a fight to the finish. This summer, terror won't be taking a vacation. Halloween H2O.
It's Halloween. I guess everyone is entitled to one good scare.
I've had my share.
Wow. I have so many notes on this film because I just revisited last week. And last week being... in September, because we're currently in the past right now. By the time this airs, it'll probably a month, a couple of weeks have gone by. But I don't even know. I remember the mania of like the film. Like everyone was crazed. Like this was going to be like the best fucking movie ever. There was like promotion and marketing all over the place. The theater was packed, okay? I sat in the theater amongst with like whatever the maximum the largest theater could have. Maybe it was like 200 people. It was like elbow to elbow in there. And I wasn't even in the front where I like to be. That's how many people there were. Because, you know, this is before you get to assign your seats. You just bought your ticket and just like...
fought your way into the crowd.
Yeah, shot... You just walked up and, you know, sat down somewhere and like, this is my seat.
God forbid you have to go to the bathroom. Someone come back, somebody be in your damn seat.
Do you remember watching this film? Did you watch it in the theater?
Yes, I did.
And
what? I saw all of them from 4 on in the theater.
Nice. So, H2O celebrates this year its 21st anniversary. It's been 21 years. Since the film initially came out, and it's legal and willing, baby, for me to give it the good heave-ho in the majang. Yeah, this film is just, it's, I don't want to say it's pretty terrible, but it's one of my least, it's like number one hated film. You know, from this actual franchise, none other hot garbage that happened that does not exist to me. Is Resurrection, obviously, then H2O, and then I'm just not going to even trickle down from there. We're just going to say those are the top two, like, films for me out of the franchise that are just, like, fucking terrible. I think this movie was pretty bad. At the time, I probably thought, hey, you know what? I get to see Michael Myers again. But I do remember not liking the mask. I actually have a friend that, like, this is his favorite mask. And I'm like, how? How is this your favorite mask?
Yeah, because didn't at one point they CGI'd the mask on at this one?
It's fucking terrible. I don't know. Did they? Oh, yeah. That just explains so much.
Because I think it's on that 25 Years of Terror disc they talk about that they use like 3 or 4 different masks. And at one point they even had to CGI some of the mask on because it didn't look right. So they tried to fix it with CGI and it looks weird.
The film introduces Josh Hartnett. It's his first film.
Yeah.
His first feature. And, you know, there are other recognizable people in there, too. You have, obviously, Michelle What's-Her-Face.
Williams,
yeah, okay, whatever. Michelle Williams, not a fan, guys. Wasn't a fan of her. I still have hate from her from Dawson's Creek. Haven't gone over it yet. playing, of course, obviously, a fictional character. She's not the real person. I'm not insane. But she did such a good job. Jen, how could I forget that whole... Jen. Her name was Jen in Dawson's Creek. Jen's in the movie. And that chick who plays Sarah, the character's name is Sarah, the other teenager in the film. She's from somewhere too, but I can't fucking place
Jodie
her.
Jodie Lynn O'Keefe?
I guess. Where is she from?
She was in She's All That and a bunch of other things.
Yeah, she's in a whole bunch of fucking 90s-esque things.
Yeah, 90s teen movies. She's in a lot of them.
And fucking Joseph Gordon-Levitt. In the beginning of the film.
And don't forget LL Cool J.
Oh yeah, LL Cool J.
1 year prior to his greatest performance of all time in The Deep Blue Sea.
Oh my goodness. Yes, he's in it too. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is wearing a Jason mask in the film and carrying a hockey stick. Which, connection to the director, Steve Miner, who did
Friday the 13th. Yeah, he did part 2.
So,
I think he did part 3 as well.
I think you're right. And, you know, the film has him, you know, the nurse, which is the original nurse from the first film, 78. She's, you know, someone busted into her house and she asked the two neighbors to come over and, like, you know, check it out. And they do. And they just find, like, kitchen is a hot mess or whatever. And then, you know, they go back and she enters the house and, you know... That's where we see that, you know, it's just a mess, whatever. And then, like, a couple of minutes later, Michael pops up. He makes a stance. They have their fight down. She goes next door to fucking tell the kids to call the cops. And the kids are murdered. Joseph Gordon-Levitt has, like, a fucking, like, the skate in his face.
Yeah.
He got skated on. And he's dead. Friend's dead.
No more gleaming the cube.
No. And she ends up whining, getting murdered as well. And then we have the intro of bullshit, which is like, we gotta cover like 20 years of shit, but we gotta do it like right now at the beginning to kind of like tell you what's happening, because we're not gonna have time to explain that. So the wall of lies goes up. That's why I got the wall of lies, where they show like all the clippings of what like happened in the first movie, and then, you know, what happened to Loomis after, and the fire, and every, like, a little bit of everything is
Halloween
in there.
Halloween has always been very desperate to constantly erase all the other movies, you know, like all the Friday the 13th, they give zero fucks. They're like, oh, Jason died when he was a little boy, and there he's back as a full-grown man now. Just fucking deal with it.
Yeah.
But he died. How's he back? Oh, he's back. He's alive. Oh, he's dead now, but he's a zombie. Just fucking go along with it. Freddy was like, yeah, that was a dream. But you said that was a dream.
It was a dream. And they just You're dreaming on. Right now.
They just move on with their life. But Halloween is constantly like, no. 2 didn't happen. This happened. No. 4, 5, and 6 never happened. This happened. This H2O happened instead. Then the next along the line, last year, we finally got the, no, nothing happened after part one. Not even part 2 happened. Forget about all that.
Yeah, they are desperately trying to erase and one-up the previous ones or ones. Because how else are they gonna fucking do it? Like, he's a man. And that was a thing with the last movie. It was just like, he's like 60 years old. I mean, There's no way that he's still going around.
So they're going to have to come add some kind of supernatural explanation into it again eventually.
That or do what you should have done ages ago. Pass the motherfucking baton to somebody else.
See, I really, like, I was always disappointed at the end of part four when they have Daniel Harris's character. When, you know, after she's touched Michael and she goes in and, like, stabs the mom with the scissors. I really thought the next movie should have jumped ahead, like, oh, hey, here it's 10 years later or whatever. They could have another actress that's older playing Daniel Harris's character. She's been in the asylum quiet for all these years, and now she's going out on Halloween to go after everyone. It would have been great to see it, like, passed down like that, like the evil move to the next generation. I thought that would have been great, but then again, they just went, nah, it's just Michael back killing her in the next movie. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we did have our Halloween episode where at the time we were supposed to link how the Halloween 2018 was linked to the franchise, but we just ran through all of them and we kind of forgot to just talked about part one and then the Halloween 2018. We actually we did all of them. But it's fine because we really broke all of them down for those who have not seen it.
Like in part four, they're still kind of explaining, nah, he's just a guy. He's been in a coma and all this. He literally gets shot like 90 times, goes down into a sinkhole, somehow survived. At some point, that was why they just had to come up with all the supernatural shit, because they're like, oh, he couldn't have been a real dude and just survived this. He's got to be some kind of monster.
You know, before they do the whole wall thing, she, like, enters, like, the office and, you know, there's, like, they show a framed picture of Donald Pleasance as Loomis, and they kind of do, like, the musical notes, like, ding, 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 to, like, put you back into the first movie, and then, you know, conveniently, there's a folder that has Laurie's name on it.
So it's top like Laurie Strode. Laurie Strode information within.
And it's empty. Spoiler alert, it's fucking empty. My question to you is, okay, before we get in the whole, like, craziness. Oh, also, how did Michael know how to find Dr. Loomis's nurse? Like, did he remember? Like, I don't even know her fucking name. And I've seen the movie, like, 1,000 times. Her name is,
Nurse McNursey?
No, fuck, I do know her name. It was on the tip of my tongue. But anywho, like, there's no Google at this point. It's fucking 1999. Like, what does he do?
It's 98, actually.
It is 98. I'm sorry.
Still 20 no years. Google.
No Google.
But, yeah, and he didn't even really see her except inside the car. So he would have had to recognize her, tracked her down just based on sight alone. Because they never, like, introduced, hey, Michael, this is the nurse that's going to be giving you the Thorazine.
Well, what you kind of mentioned before we, like, started all this was the whole Kevin Williamson doing the screenplay kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, he wrote the screenplay. They chucked it.
But then they still kept him on to write dialogue for the teenagers because, hey, that Scream movie's pretty popular. That Dawson's Creek, it's pretty popular. We're going to need you to write up some dialogue for that.
Yeah, we'll definitely get more into the whole ripoff of things in a sec there. But, yeah, so I'm thinking, like, that's why the whole film, the plot is just a hot mess, because they probably just took elements that they liked that worked for them, and then just shoved it in this film, and then had, you know, Rob What's-His-Face, you know, I don't even know what the hell else he did, the person they credited to do the screen play, because Kevin Williamson's uncredited, to take over and, you know, fix this hot fucking mess that is this film. And, you know, my question to you is, what would a 20-year Carpenter film would have looked like? I feel fucking robbed. Like, I know that he, you know, he doesn't care and he's too cool for school, doesn't want to, like, and I get it. Like, if I were to have made one of the most iconic horror films of all time, I don't think I would want to do a sequel, because it's never going to live up to the original. People are going to be like, oh, you know, this film was terrible. You lost your fucking magic. You can't do anything, blah, 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 blah. I don't know if that's his fear, or he's just like, I made my money and I don't care. Moving on. I'm not looking back. That's cool, too. But I would have loved to have seen what his film would have looked like if he would have done one.
Yeah, I can't imagine what it would have been like, because Carpenter in 98 was, you know, like you said, he was kind of away from wanting to get away from all this. I think his would have been more, a lot darker, you know. I think his would have been like Laurie's on the run, Laurie's trying to hide out from everything. I don't know, because he would have probably abandoned all the stuff like they did, all the 4, 5, and 6 stuff, since he wasn't involved with it.
Yeah.
And he might have even back then ditched the part 2 where they were, because he never liked them being brother and sister.
So, technically, Halloween 2018 that we just saw then?
Yeah, that's probably what it would have been, yeah.
Which is why he probably got on there, because he's like, this is more or less what I would have done with my movie.
And they also handed him a large envelope full of money.
It was an envelope, or was it the beep, beep,
it was probably
beep,
the truck full of money.
It was a truck full of money. And cigarettes.
Yeah.
Let's not forget about that.
And a little bit of weed and the newest basketball video game.
Okay, I don't know about the weed part, but definitely the basketball part.
Oh, the weed, yeah, that's the thing.
Oh, the weed, okay, that's the thing. Okay, good to know. So that would have been an interesting film to have seen. You know, Steve Miner, he did do Friday the 13th 2 and 3. He did House.
Yeah.
He did Lake Placid. So he had done a couple of films that a lot of people love.
Yeah, they're pretty well known.
So, you know, directing wise,
he's not a bad director.
No, but I think it's probably hard to direct something that has a specific style and everyone telling you, like, it should be more like this, or maybe do it like this.
This is the classic case of too many people involved in the production. They overthought the shit out of this, and they should have just brought in someone. Like, it wouldn't have been a bad idea, because Williamson obviously loved horror movies. At the time, he was very popular. He would have been a perfect guy to have brought in and said, reboot Halloween for us. And just go with his script. I mean, look, Scream 1, Scream 2, they're great. He was in prime form back then. He would have been a great guy to have just turned this over to and just let it go.
Someone needs to steal the script that he did and fucking make that into a movie, because I find the premise of that interesting.
Yeah. He was going to try and keep it in continuity with the 4, 5, and 6 and have it say that, like, Lori was in the witness protection program, but she had to leave her daughter behind and all this. It would have been really cool to, and that they were going to mention that, you know, Jamie Lloyd was eventually killed.
Yeah.
By Michael, and that, so yeah, I would have liked to have seen that one.
That would have been interesting to see. The other freaking thing that literally drives me crazy about this movie, the movie is called Halloween. We went from Illinois to fucking California, because now we're in California. Mind you, and I'm talking about in the film, not actually filming the movie. In the film, there's no Halloween in the movie. Like, it doesn't feel like Halloween. It doesn't look like Halloween. They did a poor fucking ass job to make it look like Halloween. Example. She's having a drink, a glass of wine. Lori or Carrie Tate, whichever one you want to go with, she's having a glass of wine in the, you know, the small little town, and there's like one Halloween, like there's like something on the window, like a fucking Halloween decoration. That's it. That's all the Halloween. And then when they're having their little party, the, you know, kids, he makes like a little banner that says like Halloween. Mind you, Josh Hartnett has never experienced Halloween because his mom, you know, for some reason hates that holiday. I have no idea why. And just kidding. And so he has nothing, I have no reference to what Halloween is supposed to look like. So it's a piss poor Halloween decor in the fucking little room that they're in, and that's it. That's all the fucking Halloween it is. How are you gonna have Halloween in California? Halloween in California must be the most sad. It must be like Halloween in Florida. Sad AF, where there's like no rustling of leaves. There's no trick-or-treaters. I mean, even back then in like 98, there were some more trick-or-treaters in the streets than there are now. Yeah. There's no pumpkin. There's like one pumpkin in the whole movie, but it's set on Halloween Day, and it's set on Halloween, and the movie's called Halloween, but we're not really going to depict Halloween in the movie because we're fucking lazy and we don't want to spend any money on anything like that. And people are just not going to, they're just going to be like, ah, they're not going to recognize any of that.
Because they dumped all their money to get Jamie Lee Curtis back in this one.
I fucking noticed. Okay. And maybe many out of you out there noticed that this is the worst Halloween film in the looks of Halloween, because it doesn't look or feel like Halloween, and there's no smell-o-vision, so it doesn't even smell like Halloween.
It's like that Silent Night remake that they did where they filmed it all in California and there was absolutely no snow. It was supposed to be the Christmas movie.
That's fucking piss poor sad. Like, that makes me really sad.
Yeah.
So, we talked about how terrible the mask is. We discussed how there's no Halloween in the movie Halloween. We mentioned the fabulous, very recognizable 90s people, actors there are, and the teenagers. Jamie Lee Curtis, you know, she's Jamie Lee Curtis.
She was there for a paycheck and it showed.
And, you know, whatever. She's running around and that. And then even watching the end when she, like, chops his head off, but now Resurrection has fucked up my memory of that because it's supposed to be the EMT that got his tongue cut off and she actually murdered and beheaded, like, someone that was trying to reaching out for her to help. Which, that's like 101 soap opera bullshit right there. How they fucking did that. So now I watch the ending of this film and I'm like, that's all I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about this EMT, like his family. Like, it's like the people in the Death Star. There's like, there are people working in there that had no fucking agenda. They were not on one side. They were not on this. They were just there for a paycheck and they got blown up and fucking murdered.
Well, hey, maybe the EMT, maybe he was the EMT from Friday the 13th, part 5.
Wow.
But that guy died already, so.
Damn. Wait, in real life?
No.
Oh, wait, you in the movie. I'm going to say that is cold-blooded shit, man. I don't know. Just, it's not my favorite, but we chose it for Potoween because in the end, it is a Halloween film. And
it's not Resurrection, so it still gets to be talked about.
And it is celebrating its 21st anniversary this year. 21 years that... actually, if we're going by the new timeline, never happened. So this movie actually never happened. So I shouldn't even be mad because technically it never happened.
Once again, I just want to bring up my theory. Laurie Strode leaves Haddonfield. After the whole incident, she's very distraught. She's upset.
She's like the Hulk? Is this fucking Hulk music playing?
She's walking down the street and it's playing the sad music from the Hulk. She's got her jean jacket on. She's got her camera. She's heading out to California. Who does she run into? But Tom Atkins driving along in his truck. He picks her up. They have a wild night. They end up going out and finding the fog coming in. She sees all this shit and is like, fuck this. I gotta get out of California. I thought Illinois was bad. There's a fucking ship full of ghosts coming after me here. She moves back to Haddonfield and is like, oh shit, I'm pregnant with this guy's baby. Okay. And that is how the whole spiral leads to the Halloween 2018.
Wow, that's fucking magical. I'm speechless.
I really want Tom Atkins to be in the new movie. I want him to show up and be the father of the kid that she had in the new movie.
Apparently, they're just getting everybody that's in the movie that doesn't even need to be. Why the fuck is Lindsay and Tommy Doyle coming back? Why? They moved away. They have lives. One became a fucking real housewife. Like, why? Why are they coming back?
One apparently became Anthony Michael Hall.
There's no reason for them to have the other.
Well, see, in the old continuity, they moved away. This one, maybe they didn't. They're still living in Haddonfield.
That's fucking sad if they're still living in Haddonfield because that is just really sad. I'm like, wow, that.
Well, you know what they're going
to
do.
And I was going to say, wait a second. Tommy Doyle did stay. He went to college there, and he was a recluse. And then he later became Ant-Man. That happened.
You know what they're going to do in this one? When Michael Myers comes back, she's going to go assemble the Halloween Avengers.
Oh, my God.
She's going to show up Nick Fury style at their house. And she's going to be like, I need you, Tommy. And he's going to be like, fuck yeah. He's going to pump a shotgun. He's going to run out and jump in the back of the pickup truck she's driving.
And he's going to be wearing panties on his head.
Yes, and he's going to go, they're going to go pick up Lindsay. She's going to be living at a super fancy fuck house. But then as soon as they see them drive up, she's going to be like, hell yeah, we're going to kill some Myers. And she just grabs like a big chrome pistol from underneath the nightstand, heads out with just this gun, wearing like an evening gown. And then they're going to go be the Halloween Avengers. and they're going to take down Michael Myers. You're going to see the posters like Charlie's Angels style with like Laurie Strode in the middle of it holding the knife up.
Well, she has the hair though.
Yeah, she still has the hair. That's exactly how this movie's going to go down. You mark my words.
And she's wearing like 70s molester glasses too, yeah. So it's perfect.
Yeah. That's exactly how this movie's going to go. And then it cuts to the Halloween theme right in the middle of it. Yeah.
That is fucking, that just, it just, and it sounds so good too.
That's exactly what they're going to do. I'm telling you, in all seriousness, she's going to go to them and be like, we've got to stop Michael this time for sure.
Yeah, because God damn you children for not helping me stop him the first time,
you
small fucking 8-year-olds.
If you had just opened that fucking door faster, this wouldn't have happened.
If you just would have stopped rubbing your crusty fucking eyes, Tommy, and opened that fucking door, people would have not...
Yeah, I mean...
People were already dead at that point, actually.
She's been gone 5 minutes. How the hell did you go to sleep? It's been 5 minutes, guy.
He was mad exhausted, yo, from watching the thing, eating that popcorn, the pumpkin carving. There was so much excitement.
Yes.
And he's 8. You know, those children can't fucking be staying up late. Oh, and he was reading his comics, which reading, you know, begins the whole, like, it's the same rhythm as, like, REM. So, eye movement is REM. So, I mean, they had a lot of things against him, I have to say.
I'm telling you, that's what they're going to do in this new movie. They're going to assemble the Halloween Avengers.
Halloween Avengers 2019. Halloween Kills Avengers Edition.
Yep. Is that... They're going to all be in there, and they're like... You know, they're all going to have their own thing that they do. There's going to be some kind of unique thing that each one of them, that Lindsay and Tommy do. That's
they have powers.
They're going to have some kind of power. Maybe not powers, but they're going to have some kind of skill. I guarantee it.
Lindsay's skill is being a mega bitch. You're old. Oh, I'm so scared of you. Did you have your Activia today? Is that what she's going to be all bitchy? Tommy's going to be like, he thinks he's one of his comic book characters because he grew up to be a comic book writer because he loved comic books. He was hiding them under the bed, remember?
Yeah. It's going to be, we need to Photoshop a picture of Jamie Lee Curtis with the eye patch on. And then put the others on there. She's assembling the Halloween Avengers.
Oh, my God. Yes, I love it. That's exactly what's going to happen. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of...
This is called the Halloween H2O Rant Edition of...
Potterweed! Potterweed, Potterweed, Potterweed! Let's listen to my makeshift Charlie's Angels / Halloween.
Okay.
Dee-dee-dee. This is how we're going to end the show. Okay, so stay tuned to the horror, and now cue the music.
Hey, kids, here comes Peter Pumpkin. For a safe Halloween, do what Peter does. Wear a light-colored costume short enough so you don't trip. If you wear a mask, make sure you can see. Makeup's better. Don't crisscross the street. Call on one side, then the other. Parents, set boundaries and a time to be home. Carry a flashlight for extra safety. And let's all have a safe Halloween.